Our second lesson comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 16 through 25. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. He also adds, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Word of God, word of life.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
In peace we have come to pray and to seek the Lord today for salvation from his hand, for the healing of our land. us pray. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Repent, O Lord, we believe your holy word. Have mercy, Lord, we pray, and take all our sins away. Kyrie. Place.
you shall be with me in paradise. Woman, here is your son. Here is your mother.
Thank you.
My God, why have you forsaken me? To fulfill the scripture, Jesus said, "I thirst." Not as one resigned to defeat, but as the one who had accomplished his mission, Jesus said, "It is finished."
Thank you.
Jesus' final word from the cross, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit."
Oh. and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.